We'll focus today once again on Southern Illinois University Carbondale. In studio with us, Interim SIUC Chancellor Brad Caldwell. Dr. Caldwell, thanks for coming in.
No, thanks, Jennifer. Good to be here.
I know things are busy and you've got a lot on your plate right now with budget talks going on for the coming fiscal year at the state level, even though we still don't have a budget for the current fiscal year. You sent out a memo last week to SIU employees talking about the measures that you'd be asking them to take for the rest of this fiscal year and maybe beginning to prepare them for what may be coming next year. Would you like to go over that just a little bit?
Sure. The memo was intended just to be transparent and just to make sure the campus community, you know, knows what's going on, because these are tough times, and without information and clarity, you know, innuendo and rumor and different things can get started. So I thought it was appropriate just to kind of let people know where we're going. And we did it in two phases. One, we did in the memo the current fiscal year, because we still need a few more dollars. And it's, again, please understand, it's not that we don't have assets, it's cash liquidity, it's cash flow, and that we're looking at right now. And I came up with five or six bullets of things that, such as vacant lines that have not been filled for this. Remember, I'm talking about just this fiscal year, so we've only got 3 or 4 months left. So for the remaining couple of months, we're basically putting on a hiring freeze and looking at those unspent dollars that would have gone towards faculty lines and other vacancies and sweeping them in central to save some dollars there to allow us to have some flexibility. And any travel that we would have done on state dollars, you know, looking at making, just basically saying, you know, not for the rest of the fiscal year, and basically looking at all expenditures over $5,000 and saying, let's have a second set of eyes on them to make sure that they're a necessary expenditure at this time.
These are all things that you've been talking about.
That's correct.
All along. I know people are looking just to our east, to John A. Logan College. They're looking at the cuts that they had to make last week. 55 employees got layoff notices because of the budget impasse. In this fiscal year, are jobs in question at SIU?
For this fiscal year, jobs are... full-time positions are pretty much safe because the monies are pretty much already committed. What we won't be doing is probably making new hires for this fiscal year, obviously. And then there may be some seasonal jobs, part-time jobs, grant-funded positions, things like that, which when they naturally expire or the money runs out, then, you know, that might be a different situation. But for the run-of-the-mill full-time faculty and staff person, through the end of July, I don't see too many changes coming. Or through the end of June, I'm sorry, the fiscal year.
Right. The grant funding that you talked about affects places like the Small Business Development Center, the Autism Center, the Cole Research Center, things like that.
Yes, ma'am.
So looking ahead to next year, Southern Illinois University took about a $13.5 million hit this year in state funding.
That's correct, this year. Mm-hmm.
Next year, what's being planned and what can people expect?
And that was kind of the second part of the memo, so you set me up nicely. We're asking folks to look at what a 12% reduction might look like, because we've already had some other savings that will carry forward from last year, because you've heard the governor propose a 20% cut. Well, we think we've got 8% that will continue from this fiscal year as permanent cuts, and we just need to find about another 12-ish percent for next year. And so we've asked all the colleges, all athletics, all the auxiliaries, we've asked everyone and their leadership basically to put together a what-if proposal of what it would look like if we ask for a 12% cut-ish from your budget. And again, I say I'm kind of hedging a bit because there may be varying amounts. You know, some may be 13, some may be 11, you know, so it won't be exactly 12. But on average, and matter of fact, we have to have that ready very quickly because university officials will be going up to Springfield very soon to present appropriation testimony in front of the Senate.
Sure. That kind of number makes people wonder about, well, getting into people and programs. Mm-hmm. A cut that dramatic, are you looking at entire programs that may be consolidated or even eliminated?
I don't believe entire programs, but I need to wait and see what, you know, the recommendations are. But I can, what I do anticipate are things that were run primarily or partly off private dollars or tuition and partly off state dollars. I can see those state, the state aspect, you know, certainly being eliminated or drying up. And so I can see significant reductions, but we're trying to save as many programs as we can.
Sure. What are the prospects from your observation in terms of getting a budget for this fiscal year from the state and then getting a budget next year from the state for higher education?
Well, I'm not terribly optimistic soon because the House of Representatives have already recessed until the first week of April unless something, you know, big happens where they're called back in. So basically, it's going to be at least another month. So when I say short term, I'd love to have a budget tomorrow. And so that's not going to happen. So for those folks who are kind of waiting day to day, no, it's going to be minimally April for even this year. But I would suspect it will, at this point, probably even drag into the summer.
Certainly a lot of uncertainty ahead for higher education and for other groups.
Unfortunately, yes.
That's unfortunately all the time that we have. But Chancellor, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer. You bet.